This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So this made headlines, and I want to talk about this because this is very, very interesting. A waitress at a Pennsylvania pizza restaurant, which I don't know if you guys watched The Office. They've spoken about this place, Alfredo's Pizza and Restaurant. I don't know if you remember the episode Launch Party where they were going to order pizza, and Steve Carell, Michael, right, who's the boss, had ordered pizza by Alfredo, and they were like, no, you should have gone to Alfredo's Pizza Cafe, which they were speaking about in terms of the real restaurant is Alfredo's Pizza and Restaurant. So it's a pretty famous restaurant, and apparently a patron gave the waitress, and specifically wrote the waitress's name, the food server's name on the credit card slip, gave her a tip for $3,000. And it was only a $13 bill. And I'm looking at it. It says for, I don't know if it says Jesse or Jessica. It's cut off. The picture's cut off. But it was a $13.25 bill. The tip was $3,000. And then the total was $3,013.25. It went through. And the originally, everybody at the restaurant was like, oh my gosh, really? You got that? Wow. And everybody was excited because it did go through. And apparently it was, he ordered a plate of stromboli. I'm surprised it was only a $13 bill because now when you go to lunch, you're easily spending almost $20. And apparently he potentially left the gratuity as part of a social media trend called Tips for Jesus. The story went viral. People on social media was like, this is so cool. You know, other people should be doing this too. $3,000 tip for a stromboli is fantastic. So staffers were ecstatic when the credit card payment did go through. Wasn't a mistake. And the waitress, and I think, let me see if I have her first name. Oh, Mariana Lambert. That's interesting. They say the waitress was Mariana Lambert, but it says for, oh, I get it. It's cut off. So on the receipt, it had said Tips for Jesus. So that's what they put on theirs, which means to me that it's in writing. It was planned. So she was excited. She said it really meant a lot to me because everybody's going through stuff. It really touched my heart. I still can't believe it. I'm in shock, end quote. But then they got something in the mail that the gentleman who did it, I believe he's known as Eric, don't have his last name, disputed the charge. Now, when a tip happens, when I waited tables, what happens is you get to collect the tip right away that night. Because the credit card is going into the company's account, you get to go home with your tips that night. And then you tip your bussers and you tip your kitchen staff and whatever. So they already gave her tip. Now, I don't know if they gave it to her that night, if they said, look, we obviously don't have that much cash, but it's a valid tip. It went through. So they paid the food server. Then later they get in the mail. They're disputing it. Well, the restaurant already paid the waitress. Alfredo reached out to Smith on Facebook in the hopes that the whole thing was a misunderstanding. But then apparently they started... There was no, now it's gone to, I guess, the legal realm. So the owner says, we thought somebody was actually trying to do a good thing, and then now we are, what, 3 months later? Not even, and there's nothing. So left with no other recourse, Alfredo has decided to take Mr. Smith to court with the goal of recuperating the $3,000. He said, unfortunately, we had to file charges through the magistrate's office because now we're just out of this money at this point. And he told us to sue him. So that's what we're going to end up doing, I guess. He added, I hope he owns up to his actions and comes forth and does pay this, because you shouldn't have done this if this was the end result. So I'm wondering if what happened, and they aren't really talking about this in the New York Post, is when you dispute a charge, sometimes what happens is when you dispute it through the credit card company, they will already take the money back. And we had this with a patient. The patient said, I never saw them. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We did. And we told the credit card company, we did see her. That, why did you take away I don't know if it was the copay or the whole visit in full. But we couldn't show the credit card company her doctor notes because that violates HIPAA. And there was really nowhere to go, and it was too little to, unless we did small claims court. But that's kind of what happens, and it's a trick people will do. They'll go to the credit card company will take the money back. Like, well, we didn't believe it. I don't know why this person changed his mind. I mean, he wrote on there, tips for Jesus. But this is something that a lot of business owners deal with. We had to deal with it where you work with individuals, you pay them, and then somebody wants the money back. So, for example, Medicare did something like this, where we would, where the providers in our office would make money, make their reimbursement. And all the checks would flow through us, and then we showed them the EOBs, and then they got paid from that, minus overhead or whatever. And Medicare would say, you know what, we don't want to pay for the urine handling when you do the urine test. That you're going to just consume, so we want all this money back. Now, for us, it wasn't that much, so it was okay. But it sucked because we already paid the provider. We're not going to ask for the provider for the money back. But there were other places where when Medicare decided to bundle things and just say, we want money back and start taking it back, other providers were paid thousands of dollars, and these medical companies were like, how do we get the money back? The doctor already got paid. And so that's kind of the situation here where the food server got paid. Everything was legit. They were shocked. And now what's going to happen is many restaurants are going to say, you know what? Until we know that this is legit, we're not going to give it to you. And that stinks because a lot of food servers are going to then sue going, I want my $3,000 tip. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Hey, I gotta tell you, man, it's fall allergies. There's no way I better not have COVID again. Oh my God, if I have COVID again. Big thanks to our producer, Jason. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So let's just tell you what's been going on the monkeypox front. Monkeypox is slowing down, but it's still out there. And we are still diagnosing new cases. Cases went up about 400 in the last day in the U.S. We now have 23,893 cases reported, and that is nationally. And then globally, cases have risen, and it's taken a little while to load. My computer is so darn slow. About 62,000 last I read, about 62,400 cases worldwide. So cases are going up. But interestingly, we have a baby under 2 months old. We're talking a real, real young infant that has now become the youngest patient with monkeypox recorded in Florida so far. The infant was originally misdiagnosed, but the infant was experiencing a rash and cellulitis. And cellulitis is oftentimes considered a bacterial infection under the layer of the skin. You know how your skin starts to get a, rather than little dots, where the skin just starts to start turning red and it seems more flat and it gets kind of shiny and warm, and that could be cellulitis. And the infant had this for about 5 days. The child eventually tests positive for monkeypox. And this was not expected when it came to, let me see if I actually have, if I could pull up what happened with this, because this is, you know, for those of you that, you know, infants aren't in the most common demographic of, you know, of who has been getting monkeypox. So then when this happens, I don't think a lot of individuals are, especially in the healthcare sectors, are expecting it. So the infant was evaluated by an emergency department for a raised erythematous rash on arms, legs, and trunk. So raised rash just means spots, doesn't necessarily mean vesicles, doesn't necessarily mean pustules or pox, but it was a raised rash. They did a bacterial culture, which was negative. They checked the baby for chickenpox, negative. Herpes, negative. HIV, negative. Baby got sent home. Thought it was some viral rash. Baby returned to the emergency room 2 days later. My guess is the parents brought the baby. Okay, baby didn't drive itself. At which time the rash had progressed to include numerous diffusely scattered papulovesicular lesions all over the body, many with a central umbilication. Now, what does that mean? Well, papulovesicular are more pox-like. The vesicles, papular, macular is flat. Papular means it has a mound to it. It's risen from the body. And has a texture to it as well. The central umbilication is something that is very common with monkeypox, where it has like a crater in it. Molluscum contagiosum has that too, where it's a little baby cute little papule, little bump, but then it has a center crater. That's what the umbilication is. The infant was admitted to the hospital with a diagnosis of molluscum contagiosum. So they thought maybe this was some really bad molluscum contagiosum. I am so surprised they didn't think of monkeypox. I sent a kid to the hospital the other day because I was like, it looks like monkeypox. The child was vaccinated for chickenpox, had these lesions on the arms and legs and trunk. I'm like, it could be monkeypox. I don't understand why the ER wasn't already looking for that. You know, and I'm just a little shocked. I don't know. You're already swabbing, you know, and again, I understand playing Monday morning quarterback, but I have a very low threshold for diagnosing monkeypox. If I see that there is a new onset rash that doesn't fit anything typical, and the child doesn't have COVID, flu, hand, foot, and mouth, anything else that would, I would be screening for monkeypox. It's just something that and this happened recently from what we understand. This was in August, so this wasn't like brand new. So they thought it was molluscum contagiosum, started IV antibiotics because of a secondary bacterial cellulitis. Apparently the kid, the infant, scratched the lesion on the arm. They thought it might have been infected, so they're like, just in case there's bacteria. The lesions then spread to the back, went to the feet, the sole of the feet, face, eyelid, became pustular over the first day of admissions. They swabbed, and the baby tested positive for orthopox virus DNA and clade 2 monkeypox virus DNA by PCR, which is a polymerase chain reaction, 10 days after the rash onset. I don't have pictures of it. I wanted to make an article on this to show you guys the pictures. No pictures have been included yet. And so the infant was treated with oral, I believe, TPOX, as well as vaccinia immune globulin. And then they also gave trifluridine drops for the eye because there was an eyelid lesion. Child did not have a fever, was stable, got to go home. No history of travel, no history of acute infections in the 3 weeks preceding the rash onset, because if it's about 21-day incubation period, No known immunocompromising conditions. The kid was not in the child care facility. No caregivers outside the home. The infant within the home had four caregivers. Caregiver A was the main guardian. Caregiver B was at high risk exposure. Caregiver B reported activities that placed him at high risk for monkeypox exposure during the 2 months preceding. Caregiver B also had blood in the urine, fever, and then a rash. So we believe he could have gotten it from the caregiver, but the caregiver had moved to another state and sought medical care for his symptoms. And then he tested positive for orthopox DNA. The infant did have close contact with this caregiver in the home for 6 weeks before the rash onset. So maybe shared bed linen, skin-to-skin contact because of holding the baby. And then the other three household members, I don't believe, had had monkeypox, but they were all given prophylaxis. So this was a case that was very, very unique, but it shows that if you're an adult and you have it, you could spread it to kids. So now there's a concern because there's a member of a Boston public school community that has been diagnosed with monkeypox. In Boston, they have reported on multiple news outlets that a member of the Boston public schools community has been diagnosed with monkeypox. In a letter to the school community, Acting Superintendent Dr. Drew Eccleson and incoming Superintendent Mary Skipper said an adult member of our BPS community has been diagnosed with monkeypox. They're not going to obviously identify him for their own medical privacy, but parents are concerned because they're worried, you know, was that person around their kids and could they have spread it to their kids? The infected person is isolating at home until it's safe to be around others. Exposed contacts may continue their normal activities as long as they do not have symptoms. Now, one of you had asked with COVID early on, how do you respect the privacy but contact the contacts? Well, there is, you know, when the health department does reach out, they do try to salvage the privacy by saying, we believe you were in contact with somebody who might have had, you might be at risk for someone, you know, for syphilis or chlamydia or whatever. We want you to get tested. Same thing with COVID. Remember they were giving alerts like somebody around you might have had COVID and you're like, okay, wait, so I'm going to have to take off work every 2 weeks. This is ridiculous. But sometimes when it's serious like this and they have, you know, you figure out who it is because then that person is isolating. And so whether they give the name or not, when they have to find the contacts, just like with Ebola, I mean, they were rigorous about it going, look, you were possibly exposed. You know, well, why? How was I exposed? Who? What? You know, we need to test you. We need to. And then, you know, eventually, you know, when infectious disease comes into play, there is that risk of losing privacy. But most health departments try their best to ensure that patients can still have their privacy. But I'm sure a lot of teachers are like, you know, a lot of parents are like, well, what? How do I know? Does my kid need prophylaxis? And so they say, well, we'll let you know if we think, you know, your child was at risk. And then obviously word can spread. So, you know, hopefully monkeypox does continue to slow down, but it's still out there. So when you have a kid that gets it and you have a teacher that has it, monkeypox has not gone away. We hope it does. Again, any rash that doesn't make sense, get it checked out. Make sure that if you do have any headaches, fever, body aches, swollen glands, you get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get or due to eating an unhealthy diet or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the government must get aid to Puerto Rico ASAP. Schumer noting catastrophic flooding and widespread power outages after Hurricane Fiona blasted the U.S. island territory. He said Puerto Rico's aging electric grid still hasn't recovered from Hurricane Maria 5 years ago. World leaders and diplomats are attending the 77th United Nations General Assembly this week in Manhattan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for action on the global fertilizer shortage.
If the fertilizer market is not stabilized, next year's problem might be food supply itself.
The judge appointed to review documents the FBI took from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home last month will hold its first hearing Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so I love the Democratic strategist or Republican strategist role in terms of voter psychology, in terms of what our leaders should be doing, in terms of what the administrations or the staff should be doing, whether it was Obama, Trump, Bush, Biden, and I get very, very frustrated when I see some basic PR and basic marketing tips not done properly. And then, and I've been very, very critical of multiple administrations' team, especially Biden's team, because I think they make Biden look worse than he needs to, or, you know, he might be already. And so, you know, Biden had an interview. I believe it was at 60 Minutes, and he had said some things, which we talked about, like, is the pandemic over? Will America, interact with China over Taiwan? Will we take a stand and defend Taiwan? And Biden, during the interview, he was able to get through the interview, and he had made comments that he seemed to be, I don't want to say supporting, but double downing on. And he had said the pandemic's over. He had said we're going to support Taiwan. So if he's the president, and he is, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. So if the staff, his administration, wants to show that he is in charge, their answer the next day should be, all right, you guys, you heard it. You heard him. He's the president. This is what he says. That's what he means. He's on it. Instead, we keep getting walkbacks. Now, well, yeah, even though the president said the pandemic is over, we still are going to... Let me see, what was the quote coming from the White House, if I can have this? Let me see. I apologize. I want to make sure I get this right. Here we go. An administration official told CNN the president's comments do not mark a change in policy towards the administration's handling of the virus, and there are no plans to lift the public health emergency. So, if the pandemic is over, then why are we still in a state of emergency? If I believe we still have the pandemic, so as I said, there's a difference in terms of public health emergency and pandemic. What I think Biden should have said is, we are still a part of a pandemic, but we aren't necessarily in a state of emergency. Instead, he said the pandemic is over, and the White House is like, well, we are in a state of emergency. Even though Biden said, look, no one's wearing masks, you know, we're able to move on and do our thing, you know, do the auto shows and things like that. So maybe that wasn't the best thing he said, but the White House had two options. Either walk back and correct what the president says, which they keep doing, or should they say, you heard the president. You heard him. Pandemic's over. Trump had people who loved him and hated him. But the one thing about Trump's administration is when he said something, no matter whether his team liked it a lot, it was, that's what Trump said. We're building a wall. Not, well, what Trump meant was there was no wasted time or energy. If that's what Trump said, that's what he said. Some people think that led to his fall in the polls. Other people think that led to his huge rise in popularity and may lead to his reelection. That's for you guys to debate. But it was when somebody has to, you know, let me reword this, it starts to really take away from the power that that person has. Now, is it Senator Tim Kaine? He tried to he said something very interesting. He agrees that this back and forth has been on Taiwan, has been at play, but he says that's all according to plan. It's strategic ambiguity as to let, you know, the bad guys try to figure things out. Let me see if I have a direct quote from him. He said, even a walk back, it becomes strategic ambiguity. So Senator Kaine said that he thinks that when it comes to defending Taiwan against a Chinese attack, it's all part of a strategic ambiguity. He, when asked if he believes the pattern of Biden saying one thing and then the White House walking it back is intentional, he said it is intentional. When something happens more than once, it doesn't seem like an accident. So the U.S. policy of strategic ambiguity regarding Taiwan is where, you know, do they have ties with Taiwan, but do they also promote a one-China policy that doesn't recognize Taiwan as its own country? This is something that is crucial because we might be going to war with Taiwan. So if Biden yesterday or the day before, 60 Minutes is on Sunday, I was watching football. If Biden said, look, you know, we're going to defend Taiwan, then the administration, when asked, should say, you heard the president. Next question. Well, the president said the pandemic's over. You heard the president. Now, I'm sure people are still going to criticize because they do. But it would look better then they go, okay, that's not what the president meant was, and then they're spending so much time and energy. I'd like to see all that on the formula shortage, on the migrant crisis, the, you know, polio outbreak, monkeypox outbreak. I'd like to see a lot of this attention and energy that his administration is spending on other things. But my recommendation from a PR standpoint, from a marketing standpoint, from a communication standpoint, is if this is your president and this is your boss, and you want to show that he's in charge, then when he says something, you back it up. If you feel the president is going to make policy that is scary, if you feel your boss is not of the right mindset to say something and make it policy, well, then that needs to be addressed in a different fashion. If you feel he is not going to adequately convey what his Joint Chiefs of Staff and all his advisors and he have concluded to do, you don't think he is going to, in an interview, convey that, then maybe reconsider the scheduling of the interview. But rather than this, yeah, they're doing that on purpose. They're going to say something, and then they're going to mean another just to kind of trip up China. China's smart. They know better. They understand that we have an issue. And there's either a confidence issue, a communications issue, a cognitive issue, there's some issue. And this is far different from when Obama or Trump would be up there saying, this is what we're doing. You rarely had to have this walk back. People might not have liked what they said, but it was, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. This is what's coming from my administration. It might have to get fought out in Congress or fought out in the Supreme Court. It might not, you know, get to go anywhere, but not this. Well, that's not what the president meant. So now, if the pandemic is over, and this is something he doubled down on in his interview, now it leads so many questions as, well, then, okay, why are we paying off student debt? Why have we been holding off this? Why are we, you know, using funds for this and that? And, you know, why are our military individuals possibly being discharged, or people lost their job because of the mandate, the vaccine mandate? I mean, you know, if the pandemic is over, do we have to do all this spending? Do we need to, you know, it brings up a lot of questions. And so I think the administration has to decide, when are they going to walk back the president's comments? When are they going to say, that's what he said, that's our president, or when they're going to not let him interview? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm really distracted with football. So I'm watching football, and I'm loving football. But I really haven't been watching chess tournaments. And apparently there's been the Julius Baer Generation Cup. This is apparently huge in the chess world. And there has been some pretty big controversy going on in the chess world. And in this, you would never think that this would, these two entities would be in the same sentence. But apparently, there is a allegation that anal beads are being used to help one of the players cheat. American chess grandmaster Hans Niemann is now becoming the subject of a rumor that he has been using a sex toy to beat Norwegian world champion Magnus Carlsen. From what I understand, according to the insider, these rumors have not been substantiated, but they are saying, or the rumor is, or the allegation, is that Neiman might have used wireless anal beads that vibrated to signal what moves he should make, where somebody is running the beats. You can't make this stuff up. Right? The Queen's Gambit could really have a season two on this one. Neiman defeated Carlsen during the Sinquefield Cup, I hope I pronounced that right, or Sinquefield Cup on September 4th. And he ended Carlsen's 53-game unbeaten streak, despite having begun the tournament as the lowest-rated player. So that's why people thought maybe something happened. Carlsen sparked speculation when he withdrew from the tournament the following day and tweeted a cryptic video of Portuguese soccer manager Jose Mourinho saying, "I prefer really not to speak. If I speak, I am in big trouble." Many observers feel that this is suggesting that Neiman cheated. Neiman later admitted to having cheated in online tournaments when he was 12 and 16 years old, but said he has reformed and vehemently denied against cheating against Carlsen. They said, "If they want me to strip fully naked, I will do it. I don't care because I know I'm clean." This is what Neiman said in an interview after his win. "You want me to play in a closed box with zero electronic transmission? I don't care. I'm here to win, and that is my goal regardless." So he fired back at Nakamura. Japanese Grandmaster Hikaru Nakamura interpreted that, suggesting that Neiman could have been cheating. So now there's all this Twitter dialogue. And so the chief arbiter got involved and of the Sinquefield Cup, and he released a statement saying there was no indication that any player has been playing unfairly. But despite this clarification and no evidence that there was anal beads or any other cheating method, speculation is continuing. And is continuing such that yesterday, Magnus Carlsen, during the Julius Baer Generation Cup, withdrew after a single move. Announcers were speechless. It looked like it was virtual. I don't think they're playing person to person. I think they're playing online. And as you're watching the video, he just leaves. And you don't usually see a champion just leave. But he refused to play against Neiman. Now, he also withdrew after losing to Neiman. Now, maybe it could just be he just doesn't want to play this kid. But if the kid is using vibrating anal beads, I don't know where they would come up with that. I would have never even thought about that. But my question, though, with that is, okay, if somebody was controlling the anal beads, okay, and controlling how this guy moves, then isn't that person good enough to play in the tournament themselves? They don't need this guy. If they're that good, unless what they're doing is using as it's a team that's in some basement going, okay, we looked at this, we did the move, this is what I suggest. Because, you know, you could take a long time in between moves. I forget how many minutes you get, but you get a period of time. So there's a move, and then you could sit there and wait. We also old school, where while he's taking a test, he had an earpiece. And then he would whisper the question, and then they would look up the answer, and then, okay, say this, and then they would give him the answer. And then when the teacher looked at him or the dean, he was like, "Oh, this is a good test." I used to do that in class. I'm like, "This is a real good test." I don't know why I would do that, because I'm like, I don't want the teacher to think I'm cheating. So on Monday, during a preliminary round, Carlsen caught announcers by surprise. He made a single move with black and then conceded defeat and logged out of the match. And then that was it. So he switched off his camera. So this is it. So I bring this up. I used to play chess. I was in a couple of tournaments when I was younger. And I told you how I learned how to play chess without a queen. And that's what I taught my kids. I would take away their queen by you open up your pawns, right? You move the pawn to knock out one of the other pawns. Their queen is now in your path of your queen. So I would knock out their queen, let my queen go, and they would be so mad. And I'm like, you need to learn how to play without a queen. If you could kick my butt without a queen, imagine if you have a queen. And I would teach them how to play without a queen. And my kids still are mad at me about that, but at least they're stronger chess players. And I don't understand how people can now cheat, but it blows my mind that now there's all this online chess. And my son has played online chess, and he's done really, really well in terms of kicking people's butts and being able to knock out, you know, opponents online, and it's huge. Me, I just don't like chess that much. I just don't. I think it's because it reminds me of my father. My father died, and I just don't. It's a good game, but I just don't love it. I never really loved board games. You know, give me Pac-Man or Galaga or Defender, I'm there. But I just never really liked board games. And I don't know, I'd rather spend my time doing something else. And that's the other thing, too. Chess takes so long. I'm too hyper to sit there for hours in this, you know. But you know, you can, you do now with computers and all that have access to cheating. In fact, when these kids are doing online schooling, which started with COVID, they could do their tests open book. And in fact, teachers are like, you know what, fine, open book. It was just so much easier than trying to stop cheating. But with college, they have cameras. They have AI, which can watch and see if your eyes move and leave the screen to go to another screen to cheat, which I don't understand, because sometimes you need to do scratch pad paper. So you're trying to work on scratch pad paper. But, you know, the whole electronic virtual sort of world now does allow and open up these opportunities for lack of integrity and cheating. I'm not saying this kid was cheating or anybody was cheating, but it's a whole different world. And I'm, you know, one of the issues we're having with kids and their academic success is they got to cheat and do open book tests all through school during COVID. So did they learn the material? Now all of a sudden they have to actually learn the material to pass the test. They're like, well, I can't. I haven't done that in 2-3 years. And then there's been discussion with professors going, well, why not? Let them do open book. In real life, you look stuff up. I'm like, but don't you want to know that they learned it? This isn't about how to Google. This isn't about, I mean, you know, with us, we had to go to a library. We had to look something up in an encyclopedia. We had to use the Dewey Decimal System, learn it, make notes, memorize it for a test. Now, if tests are just like, you know what, I'm just going to type it into Google. Well, then you're being tested on your Google searches. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.